Item number 12, Org Unit 4300, House of Correction, page 209.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon. You've already met Carrie McKenzie, the Assistant Superintendent of the House Correction, and to my left is Jose Hernandez. He's the other Assistant Superintendent. We make up the command staff for the House Correction. I can tell you our budget, when I was able to get into the House Correction, I had very little time to get the budget together. In fact, we had, in terms of days, to put everything together. So our budget primarily mirrored what we did for the last 3 years. And I worked very closely with Josh's staff and Veronica to make sure that we had adequate funding moving forward through 2014. We believe we do. We've addressed some programming needs. We've increased that budget. We have enough to meet all our needs in terms of feeding inmates and all our and meet all our objectives and mission for the House Correction. I didn't put any specific increases in programming, primarily because we're in what we call a learning phase. We're evaluating the programs that we have. We've put a vast number of programs in place since I've been there. We also partnered with UWM and Benedict Center, and they're actually going to be coming in and doing assessments of inmates so that we can prepare programming, evidence-based programming in the future, so I can come before you and tell us what the objectives of this program is, what it's based on, and why should we go forward with it. But we do have adequate funds in the budget right now to address, to continue what we're doing this year and continue it throughout the year. Just a couple of the increases in the budgets are based on, you know, and obviously it's been beaten to death, the academy, also the DRC, which I took over in July of this year, and then also the total armor budget, which is the medical services budget, was put into my budget. That's why there were increases from the last year. One thing, I think there's been a lot of misinformation. There is no way possible we are proposing that correctional officers train law enforcement officers. What we are proposing is that we take over the management of a county-owned facility, and that everybody in the county, every department, will have access to this facility. The sheriff can come in and use this facility whenever he wants, and he can bring in his trainers to do his law enforcement training. Right now, my staff is maintaining the inside of that facility and the outside of that facility, but we are denied access to that facility. So I continue to do that even though we're not even allowed to use the classrooms, we're not allowed to use any of the facilities there. We're not saying that and you have to remember, too, that the bulk of people are going to be trained through there are correctional officers at both the Sheriff's Department and the House Correction. That's over 500 positions. The Sheriff's Department has roughly around 233 sworn positions. But again, they can do their end service there. We will maintain the equipment whenever the sheriff wants to use it. The sheriff can access those facilities. But we will open it up for everybody. It'll be open up for the Parks Department to use, for the DA's office to use, any county entity that wants to use it. I don't know if any of you have been out there. It's a wonderful facility. I can't even go in the facility. All I get to see is photographs of it. So, again, this is going to be open up countywide. We're talking over taking over the management, not the training of Sheriff's Department personnel. So any statement that we're proposing or anybody in this budget is proposing having correctional officers train law enforcement officers is categorically false. It's not happening. That's not what we're proposing. He can continue to use those facilities and continue to train his staff there, but it will not be the exclusive domain of the sheriff. It will be used by every county department and any other entity that would like to use it in the county. Any type of nonprofit organization that wants to use some of these facilities, we will open it up to the entire community to be able to use these facilities. That's what we're proposing. As far as the, tell you there were some numbers that were misinformed too when the sheriff was up here. It's true we have 2,100 beds, various beds throughout the grounds. Our rated capacity is actually 1,840, rated meaning that's what DOC says we can put in there. We do have over 1,500 inmates in the facility right now, and we have an additional over 200 inmates on electronic monitoring. So we actually are right now responsible for roughly 1,750 inmates, not 1,300 inmates that was reported when the Sheriff's Department was here. So again, we're almost close. If for some reason the EM program went away, I would have very few additional beds available to house additional inmates. Again, that's another thing that you have to keep in mind as we're moving forward with this. The day reporting center, again, that program is working quite well. If you have any questions, we get that far. I have Sarah Carpenter here, who's the administrator of the day reporting center, who can talk about what we're doing now. One of the things we just underwent there is University of Cincinnati came in and did a full assessment of what the programs were doing there. They actually come in and grade us on how we're doing. what we're doing, and once that is available, that will be made available to everybody on the county board also. So it's been a very long day. I probably missed something I should discuss, but I'll open up to questions right now.
Supervisor Jerzy.
With regard to that training academy, is there a shooting range out there?
Yes, there is.
Would you permit the zoo to use it?
Yes.
They actually have a requirement for certification of handlers of animals.
Well, and we do have correctional officers who are armed, and we do have a firearms instructor who provides an instruction. Right now, we were not allowed to use a facility. St. Francis PD was kind enough to let us use their range. Franklin PD was kind enough to let us use their range. We also had tentative arrangements with using a range in Racine County also. But, yeah, the whole idea is that this will be it's a county-owned facility that will be made available for every county department to use.
So the zoo could use it?
The zoo, parks?
The reason I'm asking that is Watermount Park has a skeet shooting range. And departments are starting to ask to use it for live round fire. And I'm very concerned about that. Milwaukee actually closed the shooting range that used to be near the old pumping plant, the old water tower, because the public did not like live round shooting. And the zoo, for one, wants to use the Cuddy Hay range. So I very much am interested in that. Can I ask you, we heard the sheriff just sit here and tell us that he's willing to communicate. I would like to request, and I know there's a lot of feelings going back and forth, but could you at least make the request and see if you can discuss the training issue with the sheriff? Maybe now that you've both been before the board, he will be open to it because he was told that he doesn't cooperate. I'm hopeful anyway. I would at least like to suggest you make the effort. Could I ask you to do that?
Certainly. I mean, our goal has always been, we do shared services with the Sheriff's Department. We provide the meals. We do the laundry. We provide whatever services they request of us when we can provide those services. I'm not opposed to, working with the sheriff on this. If he gives us access to the facility when we need access to the facility, and when he can respond in enough time so that we can do our planning and training, I'd be open to that.
Okay. Inspector Schmidt's back here and listening, so... I'm sure he can communicate with Sheriff Clark that you're going to make that request. I just think people, look, we're all working from Milwaukee County here. And it's very frustrating to me, and I'm not even pointing fingers right now. And I know you're very new here, so you walked into all this. But, sometimes we all get a little bit irritated and start to, put personalities in front of issues. I would at least like to see you make the effort. If it doesn't happen, then I'll know. At least I'll know what happened. So thank you very much. And then the other thing, could I just get a little bit of information on the programming with regard to how many people are there? And the sheriff, of course, didn't cooperate very much with providing people to get access to the programming. I know the levels were way down. Could I get a little update on where we are with the levels using the programming?
Are you speaking to the day reporting center?
The day reporting, sure. Mainly, but I wouldn't mind hearing the other.
The number fluctuates every week because of...
you are?
Yeah. Talk to the chair.
Sorry.
I'm Sarah Carpenter. I'm a multi-county administrator for Wisconsin Community Services with oversight of the Milwaukee County Day Reporting Center. And our numbers there have been fluctuating every week because of new admissions, discharges. The census as of yesterday was at 44, and that's up from the low to mid-20s prior to the superintendent taking over. So we're hopeful. We've seen the numbers up past 50 in the last several weeks. But again, because of ongoing discharges, the numbers do fluctuate.
Thank you. And I know Director Hickman, when I was at the House of Correction tour, you indicated that you're providing direct transportation to and from the day reporting center.
Correct. If they, one of the things we do, it's a collaborative effort between us and the day reporting staff. Once somebody gets enrolled in the day reporting center, we don't automatically make them eligible for electronic monitoring. But if they do become eligible based on their participation, we get a recommendation from Sarah's staff. Then we put them through our screening to see if they would qualify for EM. If they do, then they'd be allowed to go on electronic monitoring. There are some people that don't qualify based on charges, based on the fact that they might not have a place to go. In that case, what we do is we bus them down there directly. We get them there just before treatment starts, and we have a bus waiting to pick them up right after treatment ends for the day.
Thank you. And those transportation services are provided within your budget? You're not using county buses?
We are using two very antiquated buses that were left for me for the House of Corrections. It is county property. We are partnering now with Fleet, and we're going to be having those buses upgraded for next year.
Thank you. I have nothing further.
Any other comments, questions? Supervisor Schmidt.
I was going to try to hold on this, too, but, again, this whole discussion has been he said, she said again today. I mean, I know we've been through this so many times, but I did hear the we're looking for ideas to support, I think, too, but we want to support both. We have a House of Correction. We have the jail. We have the sheriff. We have the duties. So we just need we had a lawsuit, which was unfortunate. Couldn't even get into the House of Correction, and we went to their argument. But I did hear the sheriff say that we're done with that issue, that we're behind that. I mean, I hope that's the case. And I would say, I mean, we've tried to encourage all the way along conversations, and I know it's been difficult. The sheriff, has made his statements. But I'm hoping when we get these answers back, a lot of these questions we've asked, we've asked to get it, documented, to put down. And I think we're interested in finding out now if, they make an attempt to get together. This is something that has to be done. We're talking everybody's for the best interest of Milwaukee County taxpayers. So let's see it happen. I'm asking both sides. And, we don't know what's all going on here, okay? But we don't get strong answers. He said, if he cooperates, if he does this, then we'll talk. And everybody wants, it's like, the shutdown the government talks. Yeah, we'll all meet if everybody agrees with us. But, somebody's got to be a statesman here. Somebody has to show some leadership. And, we talk about leadership all the time. Certainly the sheriff does. Then let's be a leader. Let's be a statesman. Let's open up conversations. Let's get some answers to the questions we're asking here today. And so the representatives are here. So, let's somehow put aside the problems we've had before. This is supposed to be over. The reality is here. The sheriff needs to cooperate. You need to work with the sheriff. And, if both can use the facility, maybe you don't have to change it, and we just cooperate. But, if we can get on paper that both people are saying, yes, we can use the facility, and you can, then where's all these problems? I mean, and all these machinations and all these changing of positions and everything when we should be working together. So maybe it's too simplistic for us to sit here and look at it, but it's sure complex for us, and we still get these statements. I don't know what the rationale, what your relationship was with the sheriff before, for example, and that enters into this. And I'm saying, I'm not saying that no one didn't tell the truth today, but it's how you answer, it's how you color it, and it's how we lose statistics. You can say 50% people don't go, and he says 50% people to go. So statistics can be very deceiving here sometimes, too. So, thank you. Just need to say that. Hopefully, I'm done for the day.
Supervisor Stamper, Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm unfamiliar with the training facility. Can you just help me understand, where it is, what it does, and what you do have access to, and is there a cost to manage it, and also, is this a potential revenue generator? So you're going to offer it to everybody. Are you trying to generate some revenue? Is it an opportunity? Help me understand.
I can tell you, it's based right at almost on the grounds of the House Correction. It's actually right next. There's a little access road, so it's on the county grounds.
Remember, we took a tour. I took a tour. Where? Right.
It would have been when you entered the facility, been right to your left. It would have been you would have passed it. It's right on the same side of the road. In fact, it actually looks like it's part of the House Corrections. It's outside the fence, but it's right. It's walking distance right over to that facility. It is a revenue source, and that's one thing we want to explore as a revenue source. I've never been allowed in. I really can't tell you about the facilities. I'll defer to Kerry McKenzie and Jose. They can discuss a little bit more about what's available in that facility.
It's a state-of-the-art facility. full firearms range downstairs, conference rooms. Again, I mean, there are some things that need to be replaced and a little bit of updating, but as the superintendent said earlier, we're maintaining the building. We're maintaining the grounds at this point. We're just not allowed to get him to train after that. But many conferences...
You can maintain as far as what? Keeping it clean? Or?
The exterior, painting it, anything that is mechanically needs to be repaired on the inside, we've maintained that building.
Right. We maintain the maintenance. My maintenance staff goes up there and maintains, changes light bulbs, does what any type of maintenance that has to be done in the facility. That's done by HOC staff and uses HOC monies, unless it's a very large item, then that would have to be come out of the sheriff's budget. We also do all the landscaping of the facility. We cut the grass, prune trees, do whatever's needed on the outside.
Okay, so when you say you don't have access, what don't you have access to?
We're not allowed in the building.
What's that? Okay. It sounds like you're in the building right there.
So it's a locked facility?
It means that we've been told, for instance, we started out our in-service training right after I took over. I was told at that point that they would let us continue with our in-service training for correctional officers. We were a couple of weeks in, and then I was informed that per the sheriff, they will no longer train any of our correctional officers. I was informed that per the sheriff, they would not run an academy for correctional officers for us. We would have to go to other places to send our officers out to be certified. In other words, we'd have to use other academies throughout the state, which would even require finding lodging for our individuals when they go out. So basically, it means that even though we're maintaining it, we're not allowed to go in there and use any of the office space, use any of the classrooms for training. We've hired over 30-some officers. We could have used the training rooms for our initial orientation for a week. Instead, in fact, the inspector pointed out we had to use our roll call room. So we would have to stop training when roll call would take place and start training up again when we were done with roll call. So what it means, the question is, what does it mean we aren't allowed in? We're not allowed on the premises.
Can you use it?
Right.
I'm a little confused, if I can jump in.
Absolutely.
Because this sounds so infantile, I can't even believe it.
Right.
So you have a key. Can you get inside? Could you walk in the building and change a light bulb if you wanted to change a light bulb?
That's my question. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Yeah.
That's what
you
I'm
have
talking
the ability
about.
To go in and change a light bulb.
Right, but that's what I'm talking about.
We only have access to it when the building is open. Otherwise, it's locked and we can't get in the building, correct?
So you have no keys?
That's correct.
And only the sheriff's department has the keys?
Correct.
Nobody from the county executive's office has any keys to this building?
I don't. All I can tell you is I don't have a key. As far as I know, the sheriff's department is the only one that has access to the building.
Now,
that and the emergency management.
Who has made the determination who gets to have keys to this building? Like, what if we send a locksmith to change the locks and gave you the keys? And then you wanted to use the training
chair. Trespassing.
It's a county building, right? It's owned by the county. I was confused earlier by Josh's comment that Das Fiscal owns some building. I didn't know Das Fiscal owned the building.
But
so if we wanted to change the locks and said, go do your training in there, what would happen? Would the sheriff, like, start arresting you?
He's threatened before.
Well, I don't know what he would do, to tell you the truth.
Well, why don't we look into that? Because this is just...
I do know that.
And this isn't directed to you.
Right.
Not necessarily directed to the sheriff, but I'm sick of wasting my time on this stupid stuff, to be honest with you. This is just silly. I mean, it's like these people are 5 years old. I wouldn't let my kids do this.
It's like the stuff that happens in Congress.
You can fill out a card if you want to come up and talk when they're done. Sorry, Supervisor Stamper.
That's okay. That was
go ahead.
That was exactly my line of questioning. He completed my line of questioning, but that was the purpose of it.
You know a good locksmith?
Well, I had a different spin to that. I was just going to... Is there against the law for the county to provide you access as the county board? I mean, if it's just you can use the facility. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. So, somebody please look into that. Can we just let them use the facility, or they share it, and we give them schedules if it's that minor?
Then can you update us on inmate medical and mental health, and how's that running? And then I'm done, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Well, ARMOR is still in the process of, in fact, I won't get the report until tomorrow of what their status is on hiring vacant positions. Because if they don't, there was a 90-day window. If they didn't have all the staff hired by a certain time, then we can actually reduce the amount that we're paying them per month. So right now, I haven't gotten the last records. just looking at it from the last summer, they're probably about 90% staffed. And these are positions that were vacant that they would have to replace. If they were county employees that were originally county employees, they stayed in place. These were vacant positions that had gone away over attrition, and those are the ones we're looking to replace. We've also had a couple of issues where people have resigned. We just recently lost our psychiatrist at the house who decided to move on, and so now Armour will have to hire a psychiatrist to replace that individual. Overall, it's been moving forward. As far as I'm concerned, it's been working well.
Okay.
There's always those transitional issues. Some county employees embraced the new administration with Armour. Some of them didn't. And we work through those issues. We've met with the nursing staff as a group, you know, so they're taking off their differences. We had actually had HR staff there. We had staff from Armour, so to try to work to make sure that we put this message that it's teamwork. And so far, I think it's beginning to work properly. I have no issues with any of the medical judgments or any of the services that they provided to date.
Okay. And one last thing regarding the training.
What did you say?
I don't know what you said. Is there a cost related to managing the training center? Is this about money?
And if we took over the management of it, we would put our staff inside the building. I think one of those, part of that proposal is there's a clerical staff member who would still stay on board and would become an HOC employee. Then there was also, we don't need a captain's position. There's currently a captain in charge. And there's two lieutenant positions, so we're looking at, we would put two lieutenants in there, and we'd also have correctional officer that would provide the correctional officer training. But yeah, that's the staff right for there. It's actually one less staff member that they currently are using.
All right, so the funding would just be for staff, because you already maintain the building.
Correct.
At the cost of the House of Correction.
Correct.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Bowen, did you have some questions?
I'll yield to Inspector Schmidt.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess that's mine.
You guys? Supervisor Johnson.
Yes, yes. Lately I've been occupied with the budget, and I might miss a meeting or two, but it sounds as if Wisconsin Community Services is now running the day reporting center.
Yes, they've actually,
Ms. Carpenter.
Right, they've run it for over a year. It was a 3-year contract. They actually took over last January.
Okay.
And then we have two more renewals on it, and then it would be put out for an RFP.
Okay, thank you.
You guys are free to leave the table and
Quint.
I've got Inspector Schmidt.
Can
I share a table? Let's start with sharing.
Inspector Schmidt,
be happy to share a table.
This would be good start.
Well, have a seat, Inspector Schmidt. While he's having a seat, go ahead.
Can we share a table?
Chairman, supervisors, although the Training Academy is a tax levy neutral department because the charges for the Training Academy are spread through the Sheriff's Office as well as the House of Correction, with the reshuffling of the command staff at the House of Correction, they're basically willing to take a CO manager position that's already at the House of Correction and have the additional responsibility of oversight of the Training Academy added to that individual, and also with the lower cost of the CO staff that would be managing that facility on a day-to-day. It's actually a reduction overall of $549,540, which you can find on page 217 of your budget document. So there is a reduction in cost for the House of Correction to oversee the facility versus the office of the sheriff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. How did training happen at HOC before the academy was built? Do we have anybody remembers that, knows about that? Before there was training academy?
All correctional officer training was done in-house. We actually had a white house behind the House of Correction where all the training was done by staff, correctional staff within the House of Correction.
And is that structure not there anymore?
That's correct. It's gone.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Inspector Schmidt, who has the keys to the training center and why can't these guys get it? That's all we want to know. That's all we want to know.
Mr. Chairman, just very quick, and I will be quick. HIDA, U.S. Attorney's Office, Suburban Law Enforcement Agencies, Department of Justice, Department of Transportation, U.S. Marshals, Southeast Threat Analysis Center,
Forest Science Institute, Wisconsin State Crime Lab, Colt FBI, National Associated Mental Illness.
What are you saying?
These are all individuals that use our academy. What I'm trying to show is that that academy is open. Secondly, as far as our range goes, I have a complete list, which I won't go through. I'd be happy to send it to you for time's sake of all the different agencies that currently use our training academy. Inside the training academy, which is a law enforcement training academy, and I will not go into detail because of security issues, there is a huge amount of, as you can imagine, different things that law enforcement agencies use. To open up that door and to leave it to anyone to walk in and out of there is, quite frankly, would be a huge potential issue.
Why can't we let the
HOC?
The House of Correction.
All right, first of all, I will say this, and you're listening to me. I'm not going to try and fudge, lie, whatever. The superintendent has been made well aware of it by me personally. If he wants a policy decision, he must come to me. Having an assistant superintendent call one of our lower rank individuals expecting to get a policy decision isn't going to happen. In the new budget for 2014, the suggestion of the training academy as well as the apprehension unit and what it is used for, you're hearing it from my lips, if the superintendent calls me, and again, I understand the county board makes policy for the county. Inside the sheriff's office, the sheriff makes policy, I enforce it. If the superintendent calls me and says, Rich, I need X, it'll get done.
And if he says, I need to use the building for training, you'll say...
Or close to a $600,000 cross charge. I know cross charge is not a good word to use right now, but there's $600,000 that's literally in the budget that would regard making sure that they get trained for. If someone is willing to reallocate, if you will, the training academy back to the sheriff's office, and we can arrange whatever it is that needs to be arranged. All the financial issues will be cared for. It's basically a $1.2 million deal.
Okay, you sort of lost me.
I'm sorry.
Okay. The superintendent is saying they'd like to use a training facility.
Yes.
You're saying the superintendent calls you, Inspector Schmidt says, can we use a training facility? Is the answer going to be yes, no, or something about $1.2 million?
What the answer will be is there's money that's provided in the 2014 budget that will cover both of our agencies that needs to be worked out in an amendment, if you will, in order for it to come out correctly. But the answer is yes, if that happens and someone's willing to sponsor it, yes, they will be able to train at our facility.
Do you know, does this answer sufficient? Do you know what he's talking about? Because I'm sort of lost, but...
No, I'm not aware of that. I mean, what we've asked to do is use classroom areas. I'm not aware of any money that has to be allocated to allow us to use the classroom. And again, one thing you have to listen to is just what the inspector said. He said, our facility.
It is our facility.
No, it's owned by the county.
Oh, come on,
it's
guys.
It's a law enforcement training facility.
I mean, this is getting... Okay,
forget
that.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'll make it easy. Come on. This.
So, Supervisor Lipson, did you have a quick question? I don't know. What we got is that if you contact Inspector Bailey, you should be able to use it. That's what I got.
Or Inspector Schmidt, preferably.
Oh, I'm sorry, Inspector Schmidt. I'm in phone. You're right. I'm sorry.
But it seemed like there was a caveat about 14. So, I mean, if he calls you tomorrow and says they'd like to reserve a couple of dates in November or December, I mean, we're still in 13. What's the response going to be tomorrow?
Well, I know. Mr. Chairman, the deal was, and I don't know, I'm actually a little bit shocked at what I'm hearing here. Our deal was if they maintained the grounds with the inmate labor, which is all free, that they had access to use training classes. If that agreement stays in place, they will have access to the training academy effective immediately.
Okay, we got an answer. Let's move to the next item.
We're doing that.
We got an answer. You satisfied with that? You're going to let the guys clean up the place for free?
We have.
Free labor?
Yeah, they have all
access to that. That's what he just said. Okay. Next